This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Four of the previous five teams that did it made it to the NBA Finals. Oh, the fun we could have. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Nick Kostos, our Odyssey betting insider, will give us some Cavs odds coming up at 11 o'clock. Ken in Brooklyn called this number, 216-474-0092. What's up, Ken?
Good morning.
Hey, Ken.
First of all, I hate that whole NBA Cup thing. I really do. I think those floors look like garbage.
Amen.
I didn't have an eight-year-old.
Wait till you see the new City Edition floor they have for when they wear the land. I just saw that for the first time just now.
Andy, wait till you see that. I just saw all the powder blue floors. I think they look like garbage.
I'm talking about the City Edition. So this is different than the NBA Cup.
No, okay,
what do they do with all these floors? Come on, they've got to give it to somebody when they're done.
They just chop them up and they put them in a mulch pile. That's all.
That's fine.
You know, when you buy your mulch, that's where those NBA floors go.
And it can be official, so you can pay for it. Yes.
The Cavs City Edition uniforms can almost look like Tar Heel blue.
Yeah, did you see the court that goes with it?
Not yet.
Well, our court is red.
Yeah, but the City Edition court we have is blue. And I'm trying to figure out what this thing is in the middle. It says the land, but they've got this like really weird like design. I have no idea.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me. But anyway,
you know they have way too much money when they can just roll out a special floor.
Well, they want you to spend the money too, Jeff.
That's amen.
That's the point of the whole thing.
Yep,
okay.
You're right.
Anyways, look, I thought when you talk about nitpicking, I thought you were going to go to some of the third quarters here. But I will agree with you. Especially last night when all their bigs were out, it should have been going to Mobley and J.A.
Yeah, they didn't have Embiid. They also didn't have Andre Drummond. So
Paul George either.
Right.
PG-13. So you didn't have any of those guys, and not that they weren't on, but, yeah, those guys needed to see the ball. But I just love this. To all our Browns friends, well, they're not the Browns anyway because they play at Baltimore.
Easy, Ken.
We
have a team.
They really need to get on board. You know, Pumpkinhead and all these guys. We really need to forget about, unless you're looking at the draft, be done with that. You know, Jeff, I really have to laugh because I actually tuned into your show on Saturday, or Sunday rather.
Thank you.
After the game. Because, I mean, I really don't care about the game. I just want to hear everybody crying. Because my team is 13-0, and they'll never be a 13-0 team. Okay?
Ken, we have three big league teams in town. I love them all.
Well,
so do you. So do you.
I'm a basketball fan. So
I know, well, you're a big basketball fan.
Yeah, that's why they call me the mayor of hoops.
There you go. Thank you, Mayor.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Ken in Brooklyn. I do. I understand the whole concept of all the uniforms and all the floors and all that stuff, Andy. I still can't grasp the cup. Okay, whatever. But it works. If it works, it works. Hey, Andy.
I thought last night was a cup game. I'm still very disappointed in this.
Here's the thing.
Everybody else played cup games the night.
And this is okay. The NBA prints money. You know, like take a look at the NFL. NFL guys down the roster make good money, okay? But they're not going to be there for long because they churn the bottom of the rosters all the time to keep those salaries at the bottom ends of the roster, guys who are covering, you know, backup guys and covering kicks. Okay, I understand that. You've got guys who are, and if you're an NBA player, you're elite, okay? There aren't very many guys who are good enough to play in the NBA. But you've got guys sitting at the end of the bench making $10, $12, $15 million a year. I mean, come on, man. That's unbelievable.
It's a great get, isn't it?
You got a guy great like Nick get. Chubb, you know, you got top running backs hoping to make 11 or 12. And you got guys at the end of the NBA bench making more money than guys like Nick Chubb.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it is. It actually is kind of crazy. But it's a very, very small workforce. It really is. I mean, it's tiny. You got 15 real guys on rosters.
The Cavs are,
that's 450 guys.
I'm just going back to this NBA Cup thing because it's driving me nuts.
Two more 17-man rosters on two ways.
Yeah. So last year, the Cavs were 3-1 in the Cup in their pool play, right?
I know. It made me happy.
Well, but then they didn't get to advance because they've got to have all these tiebreakers.
Yeah, I know.
If two teams are tied in the same group.
You should have a shootout.
Yeah, well, they should have a shootout.
Half-court shootout contest.
Oh, no, free throws. Consecutive free throws.
That's a great one.
I wouldn't bother.
Are we allowed to recruit alums? Mark, get on the line.
Rick Barry, where are you?
He didn't play for the Cavs.
I know, but I would want him on my team if I had the opportunity. Golden State, right?
I can't remember. Mark Price's free throw percentage was real close to Rick Barry's.
I figured they were similar.
Yeah.
It was all. Why was it so much easier to hit an underhanded free throw?
It wasn't. It was easier for him.
I still don't understand. Do you feel like you have more control? I know no one wants to do
up,
it now.
The ball goes up softer.
That's why it goes in? Because you're anti-gravity.
It goes up real soft. And if you have it down, as Rick Barry did, the backhand flip, it just goes up real soft, and it just drops right over the front of the rim.
And you just aim for that square behind the hoop.
No, you just aim right over the front of the rim.
All those were all net? He never used the backboard on any of that?
Rick Barry from the free throw line?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
No.
I don't know. You're back in that era. It's way before mine. So
wow, aren't you funny?
I know. I'm hysterical. No, I really never used the backboard on any of that. I don't know why.
For an underhanded free throw?
Yeah, why not?
No. You just drop it over the front of the rim.
I don't know. I didn't take very many underhanded free throws, though. I was a big hook guy. I liked the hook.
I bet you were.
Well, no one could block my hook. That was why. What are you laughing at?
I bet you were.
Just the Baskin Sky hook.
Oh, I got it from my dad was a lefty. So my dad used to do it. So we would play in the backyard all the time. My brother would play all the time. I would play. I told you that like we were right off Taylor Road in Cleveland.
And you always had people coming over.
There were always people in my back. I didn't even know any of these people. They were always playing backyard.
How did we go from the Cavs at 13-0 to playing pickup games in
Baskin's
backyard?
It's all about basketball. And that's what's important because the game is organic. It starts in the backyard and it ends right there at a beautiful place like Rocket Mortgage Field.
Really?
It's got to start somewhere, doesn't it?
Do you consider the Boston Celtics a...
Yes.
Okay.
Elite?
I was going to say a challenger, you know, like they could win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, my money is that's when
They're 10-3.
The winning streak ends there.
Here's the thing.
Anyone want to predict?
Right now...
I like the fact they're home against Chicago and Charlotte. That's why.
Well, right now in the Eastern Conference, there are two teams that are playing really well. And then there are a bunch of teams who you think might play pretty well who aren't playing real well. I mean, Orlando's in third place, and they're only a game over 500. I expect Orlando to kind of get it together. I think they could be really good. The Knicks are 5-6, learning how to play together with Karl Anthony Towns. I expect them to get it together. The Pacers are 5-6. I expect them to be better than that. So at least to me, there are five teams right there. And then there are other teams that aren't even there right now. Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. Boy, the Philadelphia 76ers are 2-9 and beat up right now. I expect them to be there. So though right now the Cavaliers and the Celtics have separated themselves in the Eastern Conference, when you get to playoff time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And the way it's played out right now, let's be realistic. Just do the numbers. You have a 13-game advantage. You've won 13 games. You're not giving those back. No. It's going to be really hard for the Cavaliers after this start to not finish in the top four. Okay? Now, before you drive off the road and say top two, yeah, maybe. But I would agree with that. But at the very least, you're looking at home court advantage in the first round after this start, I would think. If you don't get that, oh my God, did things go south. That said, once you get to playoff time, this is the tough part. The Cavs have been so good to start the season, Andy. They have to sustain that. And that can be a challenge in and of itself. You're going to have other teams that are going to be grooving and getting ready as the season goes on.
Sure, or
so
get healthier.
The playoffs could be really fun.
I mean, tell me Philadelphia is not going to get healthier?
I would think they do, but keep this in mind. Their team is based around three guys. One of them who's a young guy who's really good, Tyrese Maxey, mm-hmm. who's out right now. Mm-hmm. And the other are two of the most often injured guys in the NBA, Joel Embiid and Paul George. So though I really like that trio for them, two of those guys are habitually injured. That's not good. When they're not, look out. That team could be just dynamite.
It is.
They could be really good.
I mean, it is pretty amazing. 13 games into the season, they already have a 10.5 game lead on Toronto.
Well, Toronto's in dead last.
Yeah, that's
what's
just
more
saying.
Interesting is they have a 10-game lead on Philadelphia. That's interesting because Philadelphia is pretty good, yeah. I think, talent-wise. Whether they can get it together or not, that's another story.
It is truly amazing. This game against the Celtics
and
Tuesday
Milwaukee's
is going to be
4-8. And I bet Milwaukee's got a big trade coming.
Or you fire your coach? Ready for another one?
They gave Doc like a
I know,
huge contract.
Why isn't it working? Injuries?
I'd say roster more than anything.
Giannis?
Not Giannis. He dropped a 59 last night. My only point
He's
going to
look good in the Cavs uniform.
My only point to it is this. You've got the Cavs and Celtics who have separated. Don't think that there's not other competition in the Eastern Conference. Because I think there are some teams that just haven't found themselves yet who could end up being pretty good. J.B. Bickerstaff actually has the Pistons playing a little better basketball.
It's not
I don't think they're one of those. But I would think Orlando, New York, Indiana, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. That's six other teams that I think could actually be pretty good come playoff time.
Can I throw a quick hypothetical? What would the Cavs record be if J.B. Bickerstaff was their coach right now? Would they be 13-0?
That's an interesting thought. I think JB did a really nice job here. I think the difference this season is Kenny Atkinson has good offensive players playing in a good offense that suits them. And I don't think that was the case last year. The numbers we went over the other day, Andy, I thought were really telling. Cavs are scoring, and I'm not sure because I haven't checked since we gave those stats. Cavs were scoring 10 more points a game and taking less than one more shot per game mm-hmm. than they did last year and averaging just a half an assist per game more than they average last year. What
does
that mean?
Games.
It means this offense is giving these guys much better looks, much better shots, and making it very easy for them to score. And that's why it's working.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.